In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, now we're at the Sunday of the Prodigal Son. Very soon we'll be in Great Lent. So the Church is preparing us for Great Lent by these Sundays before. What does she want to say to us today? Let's go through the parable quickly and the major points of it. And then, let's talk about the critical point, the most critical thing in the entire parable. When you read the Scriptures, there are things that are very, very important and things that are important. There's actually nothing that's not important. You have to know what's very, very important when you read the Scriptures. There's a lot in this parable. One thing in it, very critical for you to understand, for you to do, if you are to be saved. So a certain man had two sons. A certain man is God. The two sons, the younger is the Gentiles. The older, the Jewish people. So the younger says to his father, "Give me the portion of the goods that fall to me." Well, the younger was far from God, right? At the time of Jesus' coming, the Gentiles did not know God. But they would know God eventually. So the father divides up his living, and then the younger son goes into a far country. The far country represents estrangement from God. And he wastes his sustenance with riotous living, with sin, with depravity, with being far from God. Then he spends everything, and he's in want, he's hungry, because sin always, always leaves you hungry. Always. So he joins himself to a citizen of the country. That citizen is the devil. And so the devil sends him into his fields as a slave, because when you sin, you are enslaved to sin, to death, to the devil, to feed swine. Swine are a dirty animal, according to Jewish law. So this man was completely enmeshed, immersed, enslaved to sin, and was serving sin. And he was so hungry that he even wanted to eat what the swine were eating, even though it was sin. So what happens to himself? He comes to himself, the Scripture says. What a profound meaning is in only three words. He came to himself. Came to himself. What does this mean? He realized what was wrong with his life. He realized he was in a far country, far from God. He realized what he was doing was foolish and painful and wrong. And he was ashamed. And he remembered his father. And he remembered when he had enough to eat. And when his father took care of him. So he resolved that he would repent. That he would go to his father and say he had sinned against heaven and before him. And he was not worthy to be called his son. So he goes. But even when he's a great way off, the father comes. Sees him. This is to show that God is always looking for our repentance. And when there is the first sign of our repentance, He will help us. He will come to us. He will comfort us. But more about that later, because we just touched on the most important part of the parable. So, his father sees him, comes to him, says to put the robe on him, the robe of righteousness, like in baptism. A ring upon his finger, the ring has a symbol on it, an image on it, the image of God. This man would have the image of God restored, which he had marred that was within him. And then the feet, being shod with sandals, St. Paul talks about righteousness. So they're going to kill the fatted calf. That calf is the Eucharist. We are fed through the body and blood of Christ. And the entire banquet is the heavenly banquet. And they're being making merry. Because his son was found now. Well, the older son, the Jew, the Jewish people of that time, some of the Jewish people, most of the Jewish people of that time, rejected Christ. And so this son, representing the Jewish people rejecting Christ, was angry that the Gentiles were being brought in. And he said many foolish things. He had always served him, when you can see, if you read throughout the Old Testament, the Jewish people did not always serve their God. It would be just, we would be the same. They didn't do a very good job of serving God. So, this is the parable, the exegesis of the parable in short. A lot in there. So, it forecasts the calling of the Gentiles. That's an important point. It forecasts how the Jews would reject him. It's also important to know. It talks about the Holy Eucharist feeding us. It shows the love of the Father and how he will receive our repentance. It talks about how sin is being far away from God and alienated from him and leaves us always hungry. And all of those things are important to know, but they are not the critical part. The critical part is how we respond, whether we come to ourselves or not. God wills that all be saved, come to a knowledge of the truth. But is everybody being saved? No. God wants all to be saved. God would receive the repentance of all. So why are not all people repenting? Because of their response to God. So the critical part of this parable, and the critical part of Great Lent, and really all of your life, because Great Lent is just a microcosm of your life, is how we respond to God. If we turn away from sin, and turn away from evil and do good, if we repent. So let us look at the son's attitude, because that is what we must learn to do, or else we will not be saved. I've told you many times, you must know two things to be saved. You must know God, you must know yourself. Because if you know God without knowing yourself, what good is that? You become arrogant, or you fall into despair. If you know yourself as well as God, then you see what is wrong and you see that God can give you. And then you desire to be changed. So we must have knowledge of self and knowledge of God. Well, this young man had knowledge of God. He knew that his father would give his inheritance. He knew that his father loved him. When he was in the far country and starving to death, he looked back with fondness on his father and knew that his father loved him. But until he came to himself, he did not know himself. Until he came to himself, he did not know himself. And so he was far from God, even though God would be near if he wanted it. So he realized what his state was. What did he do? He decided what he was going to say. He was going to say, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And this he did. And he went a long ways back, struggling against his passions, because that far journey wasn't easy. Because when you're debilitated by sin, everything is hard. And when his father received him, he still tried to say, I'm unworthy. I'm not worthy to be called your son. And his father would not hear it. It's important that he tried to say it, though. This is what we must understand about repentance. Not like other people who are not in the church understand repentance. They think the repentance is a legal contract between them and God. They don't understand how really decrepit the human nature is and how it needs God for everything. They don't understand that we have this need to think of ourselves as unworthy before God. God doesn't tell us to think this way just because He's great and we are not. I mean, that's the truth. But if we do not think of ourselves as unworthy of God, then we will not become worthy of Him. It sounds paradoxical. I guess that's why so much of the world that calls itself Christian does not understand it. The Orthodox do. One modern day father said, "Keep your mind in hell and despair not. Realize there's a lot wrong with you. If you don't know there's a lot wrong with you, then how are you going to get better? If you don't know that day by day, moment by moment, you deny God, you blaspheme Him, you go into the far country. If you don't know that, then how are you going to turn away from it? We only change that which we think we need to change." So the son had the right attitude. And then his father received him and all was joyous. Now parables compress everything down. This parable is talking about a lifetime. Okay? The entire life of a man. And yet it happens very quickly. His repentance is received by the father and immediately he is part of the feast. That happens over the course of years. Not because God would not receive us immediately, but because we only come to Him partially. We are not wholehearted like this son was. For a moment we really feel repentance. And then the next moment, we feel something else. The truly great among us, the saints whom adorn our walls, those felt this feeling of unworthiness every moment. And with this feeling of unworthiness was great joy. The world doesn't understand this. But it's true. It's like a gladsome sorrow. Great Lent is a time of sorrow, but it should be the time of the greatest joy. For me, I'll be honest, even greater than Pascha. Because in some small way, I'm feeling more unworthy and yet feeling more of the warmth of God. I hope you feel it too. Great Lent is not a time to be morose and be sad and everything. Great Lent is a time to be honest about your nature, to be honest about what's wrong with you, and to resolve in yourself, I will go to my Father and I say, I am not worthy. And you'll know that your Father will make you worthy, but only if you are humble. So there's confidence in the repentance of an Orthodox Christian, but humility. I'll tell you, there's only one way to learn it, by doing it. There's only one way to understand it, by living it. So may God help us to have the repentance of the prodigal son. We already have his sins. No matter what we think of ourselves, we say, oh well, you know, I don't murder. I don't commit adultery. I'm not a drunkard. Okay, no big sins. There are a lot of big sins in each one of us. They're there. So we're like the prodigal. Let's be like him in repentance. Now what is described here is repentance that must occur on a daily basis, on a moment-by-moment basis. In the parable, it happens one time. The son comes to himself, drags himself towards his father. His father receives him, restores him, and they are in the heavenly banquet. That's not how it happens in the world, in the flesh. We sin, we repent. We sin again, we repent. We sin again, we repent. And if your repentance is any way like this son, in any way whatsoever, then you will start sinning less and getting better. But if it's the repentance only of the world, which is sort of a legalistic kind of repentance, then you won't get better. You won't even know what's wrong. Do you want to know of the cancer that is within you so that it can be cut out before it grows? Or do you want to be ignorant of it till it grows to the point where it crushes you? We should be aware of our sins moment by moment. And the Son shows us how we are to do this. May God help us to repent. Amen.